بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: جعل الله الكعبة البيت الحرام قياما للناس وأمنا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. God made his house, the sacred house, the Kaaba, a standing for mankind, a support for mankind. So basically God is saying that Hajj is not a mere bunch of rites and rituals, empty rituals. The Hajj has a greater meaning, greater spiritual, moral, and political meaning. The Hajj was prescribed and made mandatory on Muslims worldwide, those who can afford the Hajj, to go there and learn from others, and mingle with others, and interact with others, and visit their brothers and sisters who are coming from all four corners of the world. The Hajj is a universal convention meant for Muslims to discuss their affairs. But unfortunately, under the policies of Al Saud, Hajj, this greatest act of worship in Islam, has lost its meaning. And Muslims have lost touch with the real meaning of Hajj. With the real meaning of Hajj. Many people today, they go to Hajj only to circumambulate, run between Safa and Marwa, stay in Arafat and Mina and come back home. They don't get a chance to meet their brothers and sisters. The Saudi government have divided the Hajj into sections. So the Indo-Pakistanis, they stay in this camp, the Turkish people in that camp, the African people in this, the Iranian in that, the Khalijis in this, the Saudis in that, those here, they divided the people. You do not get a chance to speak about your affairs, your country, what is happening to you, to your community. You don't get a chance to speak. It's a taboo to speak about the suffering of the Muslims worldwide today. Do you know how many Muslims in China right now, they live in concentration camps? Concentration camps. I was in China last Friday. You cannot communicate with your brothers and sisters from the same religion. It's a taboo. They are in fear. They are in fear. They take them to jail if they communicate with outsiders. The others, the Chinese, the Uyghurs, and other Chinese Muslims are being persecuted by their governments. And the other Muslims in Myanmar, the Rohingya Muslims who have been driven from their homes, from their lands, the land of their ancestors. They were born and raised in these lands. They were driven away. Now hundreds of thousands of them are living in camps, in a very difficult situations. And then the Muslims in Yemen, still under bombardment, the Muslims in Bahrain, the Muslims in Syria, the Muslims in Palestine, the Muslims in Kashmir. In Kashmir, this is a recent tragedy, not a new tragedy, but it has been escalating recently. God said, I made the Hajj for you to go and see each other and seek solutions and support each other. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامِ قِيَامًا, standing for mankind. قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ. Kaaba is not only Qibla, we face it during the prayers. Kaaba is a symbol of standing for your rights, for your dignity. Kaaba is a symbol of support for mankind, linnas, not just the Muslims, linnas. To get to know each other and know about each other's tragedies and problems and find ways to solve them. Kaaba is a place of solidarity, is a place of support. Kaaba is made a sanctuary for birds, for animals, and for humans. The only place which is a sanctuary, whoever goes to the Kaaba and seeks refuge there, no one is allowed to get him out. No one is allowed to hurt him. No one is allowed to hurt anyone who seeks refuge in the Kaaba. Qiyaman linnas, place of sanctuary, place of support. But unfortunately, Al Saud, who turned Mecca into another Las Vegas. Al Saud, who demolished historic places around the Kaaba, the sacred mosque, many historic places, thousands of them, thousands, literally thousands, of religious historic monuments in Mecca and Medina, they have been demolished. Instead, high-rise buildings. Go to Washington, D.C. today. How many monuments you find in Washington, D.C.? That remind you of the leaders of this nation. The Jefferson Monument, Abraham Lincoln's Monument, George Washington's Monument, this place, that place. So people go there. People take a pride in remembering their leaders, the founders of this country. But when you go to Mecca and Medina, where is the place the Prophet was born? You don't know. You go to Baqi', who's buried here? Don't ask. Allahul Alim, don't ask. Don't ask about anything. Just do the Hajj, 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 Hijj, Hajj, Hijj, Hajj. And then, it's only rituals and rites. They reduce the Hajj to rituals only. Rituals, empty from meanings. Hajj has to be reformed. Hajj has to be reformed. And we have hope in a leader who's going to come and bring back the Hajj into its original form, Al-Hajj al-Ibrahimi, Al-Hajj al-Muhammadi. And that leader is Sayyiduna wa Mawlana al-Imam Al-Hujjah al-Hasan al-Mahdi al-Muntadhar. Arwahuna lahu al-Fida. My friends, tomorrow is the day of Arafat, a very holy day that has many supplications, du'as, prayers. Inshallah, the masjid will be opened by 5:30 tomorrow. We begin du'a Arafah, the most beautiful du'a that has been said in the land of Arafat by Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein performed the Hajj 25 times. The last time, on his 25th trip to Hajj, he recited this dua. 1 year before his martyrdom. 13 months before his martyrdom, he recited dua Arafah. We will recite this dua at 6 p.m. tomorrow, inshallah. We finish by 7. We visit the visitation ziyarah of Imam Hussein and other supplications until Maghrib. So from 6 to 8, we will be here Saturday tomorrow for the A'mal of the day of Arafah. And inshallah, The Eid prayers is going to be on Sunday. Doors are open at 8:30 a.m. Takbirat 9:15, and Salatul Eid, Eidul Adha, inshallah, at 9:30 sharp, inshallah ta'ala. تقبل الله أعمالكم. We pray that the Hujjaj, inshallah, will perform the Hajj tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow, for the last 5 days, for the upcoming 5 days, inshallah, with safety and security. And Allah accepts their supplications, their du'as, and bring them back to their families safe and sound, inshallah. Allahumma اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات. And today is the last day for the registration for this, the junior camp. They learn a lot in these camps, so encourage your young ones to come and participate. You can see the flyer here, and Haj Karim al-Tai is sitting there, he can assist you. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.